Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Monford broke with his party Monday in voting for a controversial education bill that could, among other things, hurt teachers' unions. Monford argues the good in the bill outweighs the bad. I'm Lynn Hatter. Most members of Florida's Senate expressed displeasure with language in the bill that requires teachers' unions to get half of their potential members paying dues or face recertification. Yet Monford says the rest of House Bill 7055 contains things that are good for school districts, like granting them more flexibility in construction rules and spending federal dollars for low-income students.
Sometimes I think it's just easier to don't worry about it and vote no on anything that comes up. Because few people, in my experience, few people pat you on the back and say, hey, you did a good job. A lot of people pat you on the back and kick you and say, why did you vote for that?
There's also language amending a decision last year mandating districts share their locally generated maintenance and construction money with charter schools. Monford heads the Florida Association of District School Superintendents, and he's the only Democrat to vote in favor of the bill. Several Republicans broke with their party to vote against the proposal, and it's now before Governor Rick Scott to sign or veto. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.